As we started recording this podcast, hundreds of ambulances and police cars just rushed down our street. So you might start hearing them, but there's only one possibility on why they're here. They have to shut this down. They heard how good our podcast was, and they said, we cannot let this come out each and every single Friday.
Yeah, I think that's how police work, right? And ambulances. They really? Usually get called down to shut down podcasts. Yeah, and you just haven't heard of it because the best podcasts have been shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're gonna be right
exactly.
there with
them. We're next.
We're next.
We are next.
This is the last episode, guys, I think.
So make sure that you follow and subscribe to our podcast, The No Point Podcast, everywhere you listen, because this could be it. The police are out of our door right now. They could knock on this door yeah. right now.
And it's definitely because of the podcast. And that's not just best case scenario of what they're here for.
It has like, nothing to do with the treason I've committed.
Yeah, that nothing. It's definitely the podcast. I'm so it's definitely not some of our other podcast episodes that probably when we admit to things that's more likely. But no. I think it's definitely just because the podcast is too good.
And they had to shut us down. Now, the ambulance doesn't make any sense. Maybe yeah. they expect us to put up a fight.
But they shouldn't. If they watch the visual podcast, they should know.
We will not. No fight will be put up on
no,
this
No, no,
end.
No. If anything, I will make sure to shoot out. But I have none of the shooting.
He's doing none of the shooting.
I just want the I'll be out there like, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to.
Oh my gosh, if you just listen to if you're watching this podcast, you can get an idea how this starts, because Francis just dumped an entire glass of water on himself.
If the police had shut this podcast down just 2 minutes ago.
It looks like you wet yourself.
Yeah, that's great distraction. What if I did wet myself, and I did this on purpose so you wouldn't be able to tell? That's a genius
that's
move.
That's 100 IQ play.
I wish I thought of it back in middle school.
If you ever peed your pants accidentally...
Just make a huge deal about dropping water on yourself.
Dump
You're
a
like,
whole
oh,
bucket.
No, not again.
Do the ALS ice bucket challenge right after you do it. There right it after.
Yeah, just immediately. Oh, man. Should we get in this podcast? And I'm going to go get a paper towel.
Yeah, what's this podcast called?
It's the No Point Podcast. Where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
Welcome back to the No Point Podcast. You just missed an excellent intermission where Francis did his best cleaning man impression as he went around the couch, ran around the desk with paper towel, really cleaning up the mess he made just moments ago.
I noticed you didn't help.
I didn't help.
Not even a... That's okay, little buddy. You'll get him next time. I still think the podcast episode's gonna be good. Just don't even focus on that, champ. Just get back out there. 9 more rounds. None of that. None of that was said. You didn't talk to me. You shook your head in disappointment. And then you re-listened to the audio version of this podcast to hear what the dropping of the glass sounded like.
You can hear the glass dropping. I know that on good authority. No, but I should have said something nice to you. I should have been like, you know, have a memory of a goldfish. Because they have short goldfishes yeah. if you listen to Ted Lasso. No. But rather, I have decided, as a principle of the thing, I'm no longer going to do anything nice for you. So this was just a carryover of that.
That's fun to know. You decided that after or before I knocked over the glass?
No, I decided that before you knocked over the glass, actually. Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, I feel less bad. No, I Because it wasn't like you were like, this is the last straw. You've decided before.
I've decided very long ago that I will no longer do anything nice
so
for you.
So you're saying in this whole entire podcast, you will not do anything nice for me?
Not this entire podcast, we'll this see. Entire life. Because we'll I did something nice to you. And you disrespected
oh,
me
no.
so much.
Oh, no,
you
don't talk about
me so
this.
Much.
You don't seem like the hero of this story.
I am the hero of this
Before
story.
Before we talk about it, I need you to know you're not the hero of the story, and you're going to think about it, and people are going to take my side. So we'll talk about it. I'll bring it up, but you look like the worst person.
I'm the hero of the story, and I'm never going to do something nice to you ever again because you betrayed my trust. You treated me like a jerk. You didn't seem thankful at all. You actually recanted and was kind of upset about the gift I was getting you. So no, I'm done. I'm done with you as a brother, as a person, 9 out of 10 people listening to this podcast would hear what I did to you and think that is the sweetest thing. Let me just tell everybody.
Oh, you're going to tell the story?
Well, I think...
No, you can tell it.
I think that you have a bit of a bias.
I don't have a bias.
I think you're a bit biased.
I will literally tell you fact to fact to fact. Okay, but you can tell the story. I'll let you tell the story. But at any point, I want you to know, at any point, here's how we're going to do it. If you say something that's not factually accurate, we swap, and you can do the same if I do it.
Okay.
So if you start off with, I did something super nice to my sibling.
That's factually accurate.
I am going to switch.
That is factually accurate. No,
so
no,
just
no.
Go, but just know when I'm coming in.
That is factually accurate.
Continue
statement.
Your story.
Okay.
Please.
Yesterday, me, Kat, our sister, and Francis, mm-hmm. Kat's our sister, not a separate thing, we went out to dinner together. After we exited the dinner, I said to the whole siblings, I go, you know what?
To the whole siblings?
I feel like I'm in a good mood. I want to do you guys all a huge favor. I want to help you guys out. I'm going to buy...
this is all true. You can say this.
I'm going to buy us all an ice cream scoop. To celebrate this, we're going to go get dessert. I'm going to go get us all an ice cream scoop. That's inherently a nice thing for a brother to do to their siblings. Would you agree with that? Can I get you on the record?
Not the way you meant it.
That is the way I meant it.
Not the way you meant it.
I can't be
what
more
you
clear.
Said.
No, I said what I
continue.
Said. I said what I said.
Okay.
I offered my siblings a scoop of ice cream. That's a pretty nice gesture. Not some, like, scoop of ice cream at some run-and-mill pop, mom-and-pop shop. At the Ben & Jerry's. $7 a scoop. I am breaking bank.
I would like, Your Honor, the record to show he didn't know it was $7 until he got to the cash register. Because he makes a huge deal that there's $7.
You know, I'm also just realizing right now, and this is a side note, you got me tap water.
No, I didn't.
It's just tap water.
No, I didn't.
What kind of water is this?
Poland Spring.
No, it's not.
I did rinse out the cup before I gave it to you, so maybe there's a little Dawn dish soap and a little bit of tap still left in there. But there is Poland Springs in that.
It's tap water. Anyways, $7 an ice cream scoop. That is highway robbery.
Mm-hmm.
$7 an ice cream scoop is highway robbery. And I will go on the record and say that.
Sure.
Now, we're all walking around. We do a quick walk before we go to the Ben & Jerry's shop that's right next to the restaurant we were eating at. And we take a few laps, and our sister Kat tries to go to the vehicle. She's like, oh, we're going home. And I go, what do you mean we're going home? I said I was going to buy you all ice cream. I thought we were going to all get ice cream together. I was excited. Francis goes, yeah, we can't refuse this offer, Kat. He never ponies
offer.
Up the money.
It's the best offer you've ever given us.
So Kat's like, fine, we'll go to Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
On my way to Ben & Jerry's, doing the nice thing that I am.
This is true.
On my way to do my brother the biggest favor of his life.
He is doing a little bit of a dance. Because he's very proud of himself as a good brother. It's just a little bit.
I'm
like
going
there's a little bit of music.
Ice cream.
There's a little music. It might be playing in his head. Whatever it may be. JP's feeling like a big shot.
I'm going to get some ice cream.
Because he's getting us all a scoop of ice cream.
Yes, I am. Guy pulls up in a silver Sedan. If you drive one of those, you are a suspect. You're a suspect if you drive a silver sedan. And he screamed out some words that we can't say on our podcast. They were very vulgar slurs. Not slurs that would commonly be associated with me. Take that as you wish.
Yeah.
And some horrendous insults following those slurs.
Yeah.
About my dance moves that brought my mood down a little. Just a little. Just a little.
I actually think there was two JPs. One before that moment, and he had an idea of what we're doing. And one after that moment, when everything switched in JP's head, and you decided nobody deserves anything in this world.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
You know, I do think, though, I do think a little bit about the, you know, when you're looking at it, you're like, you know, we're part of a generation where maybe bullying isn't as prominent as it once was in the 60s. I witnessed bullying firsthand.
And, you know, it was actually a bullying and run, because he kind of, it was like a drive-by.
It was on the
like,
way.
He was, like,
he
driving
didn't really
by.
Pull over.
We were walking on the sidewalk. Like, it was like a slowdown to say, hey,
yeah.
You idiot, you look stupid. He used different words. And then a zoom away. Like, he wasn't mature enough to sit me face-to-face and let me come up with a response.
What would you have, yeah, pull over. Put your hazards on. I'm thinking.
I actually did respond. Do you want to tell them what I said?
He did respond. And this response will be the greatest response of JP as a person you'll ever see. They shout these vulgar words, really destroy his mood, destroy him as a drive-by. JP, top of his lungs go, thank you!
I responded.
Thumbs up! Thank you!
What was I supposed to say?
Later, JP doesn't know. JP tried to be like,
my mom treated me to, my mom raised me to have respect.
Yeah. And you know, manners. To take criticism.
Yes, and I took constructive criticism.
It wasn't too constructive, but it was criticism.
It was definitely criticism.
It was definitely criticism.
Not a compliment sandwich.
And the greatest thing is JP needed mentally to be like, well, he could have been talking to any of us. It just felt like it was directed towards me.
Yeah, he didn't specify, hey, you! It was like, there was three of us. It could have been him. But it seemed like it was to me. It seemed like it was pointed at me. I don't know. We'll never know. We really will never know.
Unless you have a silver sedan and is willing to admit.
You know what you did. So we enter Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
And I go...
And the mood is now very different.
So remember...
From dancing JB to... I was just... verbally assaulted on the street.
Remember, guys. I am buying me and my siblings a scoop of ice cream. That is what I've offered. That is what they will get. A scoop of ice cream.
Are you ready for...
So I go to the counter. Yeah. I first ask the employee if they know anybody that drives a silver sedan.
He did.
Because I said I was some hoodlums on the street harassed me. And if you have any information that will lead to their whereabouts.
He also did bring up with her, it could have been anybody, but it felt like it was at me.
I thought maybe she'd give me like a free scoop of ice cream. She did not. She did not.
Knowing how this story ends, I'm now realizing what that exactly meant in your head. And that makes me a little bit more upset.
So I go up to the counter and I go, I'll have one scoop of coffee, buzz, buzz. She goes, no problem. She makes the scoop. I turn around to Francis and Kat. And what do you have the audacity to say?
Wide-eyed. I need to set this up right. You've just ordered your ice cream.
I just ordered my coffee, buzz,
wide
buzz.
Wide eyes. What should I get? Coffee, buzz, buzz. Or marshmallow sky. A s'mores concoction with marshmallows, and JP shakes his head, and Kat is like trying to help me consider which one, and JP goes, big dog, what are you doing? And I go, I'm just trying to decide which one I'm gonna get. He goes, I said one scoop of ice cream, and I said, I know, I'm only gonna choose one of the two. I don't know if you heard this or that, but I'm only gonna choose one out of the two options.
Yeah, to get my one scoop. It sounded like you wanted a scoop of each.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Maybe you thought I was gonna get a scoop of each, but I was very into the terms you gave me, and I was just gonna pick one. And you go, and you hold up a finger.
I hold up the one finger.
The one finger.
And I kind of like give the like the cutoff symbol with my hand like around the neck, like the hey man, chill out.
Yeah. And I, at that moment, realize...
As the ice cream lady's waiting to take his order.
Take my order. I realize... he didn't mean a scoop of ice cream for each of us. He said one scoop of ice cream that all three of us were gonna split. And he chose the ice cream! He didn't even ask!
It was one of your options! It was one of your options!
And then, so I have to look this lady in the thing. No one has ever went for, I want this or that, to, I'd like nothing, ma'am.
And
but
then,
that's what I had to do!
And then when I went to the counter and found out it was $7, dang right I wasn't gonna get his own.
He made
holy
a big
cow!
Deal. He goes, $7! Like as if he was a dad!
One scoop! So, let's just clarify here. Let's recap. I told my brother I was going to get him one scoop of ice cream.
No. You said you would get us a scoop of ice cream to split.
Okay.
No.
I'll clarify. I got this. This is exactly what I said. I told my siblings I was going to buy them one scoop of ice cream. It is not my fault that my brother thought that meant something else. What did you think that meant?
I thought you meant we're each gonna get a scoop of ice cream.
No, I meant we were gonna get one scoop of ice cream, and we were all gonna use that as a communal scoop of ice cream.
And then the audacity, three guys walk in next. They each get their own scoop. I'm like, why? What do they get their own scoop? And I am here like a peasant. Splitting with you, I didn't even get to pick the flavor.
Three guys did walk in, got their own ice cream each, like peasants. And I asked them if they drive a silver sedan.
He did.
They fit the character.
You wanted the one scoop for free?
No. I would have taken
you
another.
You said I was hoping she'd get me free ice cream. Which, since you only went in there with the idea of getting one, you were hoping she'd give you the one scoop. For free?
Hey, man.
I wish I got in to that silver sedan, because I got some words I wanted to yell at you.
Do you see what you're doing right here?
I collapse on my knees in the Ben & Jerry's of laughter, because I cannot believe you offered one scoop of ice cream for three people to split and thought you were a hero. Enough to dance about it. I'm glad they made fun of you for dancing. Because if they knew your motives for dancing, they should.
So this right here is why I didn't help you clean up the water, in case you couldn't tell. Because still to this day, did you eat the ice cream? Did you eat the ice cream?
Of course.
Did you eat the ice cream? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But what if I wanted marshmallow sky? You didn't ask.
You, gosh. Anyways. What is going on with our lighting?
Ah, the police.
This is a sign. Oh my gosh, if you're watching the video
look how tan
of the
I
podcast,
look.
This is a sign. Holy cow. Moral of the story is I will never help him again. And we're going to commercials, so don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back. And with a fixed light and with clean pants, because Francis spilled.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Water on them again. Welcome back. I hope that commercial was the greatest commercial you have ever listened to. I doubt it was, but it's possible, and that's why I said it. If you didn't know, first of all, this is the No Point Podcast. I'm not sure if we ever said that. Usually we wait now till 15
minutes in. I said
welcome
to the No Point Podcast.
Did you? Okay, that's pretty good. We post an episode every single Friday, so make sure
you
subscribe or follow the podcast everywhere you listen, and make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Francis and I had our best chances ever, ever, to find a girlfriend the other day. And our sister stopped us. We were sitting at a restaurant. We went to a restaurant together.
Again, this is only... I laughed there. Because, again, our best chance to find a girlfriend.
One woman we would
One woman
shared.
We would have had to share, similar to the ice cream story.
One woman we would share. Same page as the ice cream story, in case you haven't told. So... we were at a restaurant,
yeah,
and there was no tables available. So, like, they only have seats at the bar. So we were like, okay, fine, we just want food, we'll sit at the bar. It's like a nice restaurant, there's a bar there. We're sitting there, we're eating our dinner. About, like, 5-10 minutes into us being there, a woman joins us. Like, she just sits at the seat next to us. Now, there's another woman next to her, and they become friends, they're talking, yada, yada, yada. Until I overhear the two women begin conversating. And one of
conversating
them,
is not a word.
Conversating. And one of them says, how old do you think these guys are? About me and Francis. I'm getting all excited. I'm like, oh, yeah, she wasn't that old. And the other one goes, probably freshly 21. Like, they ain't a day over 21. She goes, just how I like it. Now, I am right next to her.
Right next to her.
This is, like, bold for her to be saying so close to me. Like, ain't like, maybe they can't hear us.
This is no silver sedan. She is sitting there hearing the responses.
And she goes, That's how I like it. Weird. Okay.
Because I need to now specify, she's not a day over 21. She's a bunch of days over 21.
My guess, 64. I've been going with 64.
No, wait a minute.
I've been going with
64. No shot, she's 64. You know what I figured out yesterday? You have no sense of ages. Because they were like, yeah, it's like an 11-year-old kid. So they're probably your age. And said this to her friend who's like, not a day over 30.
That makes no sense. I said this, it was an 11-year-old kid's mom. And I said to her friend who's 30. So like, your age.
Which is not even possible.
It is possible.
Well, it's possible.
It's possible.
But
it's
like,
possible.
You're intending she had around 19, and you knew when she had the baby.
It's possible. Anyways, so maybe 50. Will you go with 50?
I will go with
50.
Yeah, 50. 50
years old.
Because I feel like I'd counter with maybe 45, but maybe that's just me being hopeful.
So she goes...
So 50, I'd say.
Yeah, so she's a 50-year-old lady, and she goes, oh, they're probably not a day over 21, just the way I like it. Now, I'm a little intrigued. Like, my ear is all the way tuned into this conversation, because you can't... That's, like, the definition of clickbait.
Yeah.
Like, how old do you think these guys are, just the way I like it? Like, okay, let's hear what you have to say.
What do we have to say next?
And a few minutes later goes by, and she goes... Just one night is all I need with them. I'll ruin their life. Meow. What would you like to say there, Francis?
I'd like to say something. This is not the first time a woman have told me they could ruin my life. And I don't know who told women that's what men are looking for. But I'm kind of looking for the opposite.
Mm.
You know,
so make
my
life
a little bit
better. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? But like, women keep like, maybe it's just dirty talk. This is, I could ruin your life. But I'm doing a pretty bang-up job at that of my own. I don't need them to. You know, and so, like, that's just a line that, like, is said now commonly. And I don't know. It didn't make me like her anymore.
Yeah, but once again, we are right next to her.
Right next!
We can hear her saying this.
Yeah.
Then, bartender comes over to them, find out, two people sitting next to us, they don't know each other. So this is bold to say to somebody you met 2 minutes ago that you're going to ruin these two guys next to you's life if they give you a chance. But, hey, she also is bold to say that next to us, so I really can't judge. So I'm trying to tell her sister, like, Kat, yo, get out of here, because, like, we got a chance with a 50-year-old woman.
Yo, Kat, gotta bail. One scoop on me. You go.
Take
Bring
my
it
card.
Back, though. Bring it back, because we got to share that.
Take my card.
That whole
We're doing something.
We're doing something.
Anyways, this led to no conversations between us. But I would have liked to know more about the proposition.
Really?
You wouldn't have?
I don't think she knew what she wanted. She said either of us.
Yeah. But what does
I'd
that
like
entail?
Her to commit to me at that moment.
What does that entail?
What does what entail?
Do you think she was waiting for us to say something to her?
That's interesting. Maybe. I would assume, I guess. I would guess.
Maybe you sold?
Maybe. I don't think I sold. She was going to ruin my life. I made a decision. A business decision that I wasn't going to.
This is all strictly jokes, because we were severely uncomfortable by the conversation. If you
This is all jokes, because I was severely down bad for it. I'm playing it cool now that there's no chance, but I gave her the chance.
Bartender comes over. What do I order? The angel shot. Apparently, that's the shot you get when you feel unsafe at a bar.
That's a true thing. We Googled it.
This bartender... did not know that.
Yeah, if you're ever at a bar, this is like a smart little thing that people did. You're ever at a bar, you order an angel shot, and that basically means that you're uncomfortable, and the bartender should call somebody.
Yeah, you would never believe how Francis knew that. Girl next to him ordered an angel shot.
I was like, that sounds great, I'll take one too. Both cops were called. We were in a standoff. I had to then commit. I knew what the angel shot was. I was like, yeah, no, I thought I was uncomfortable with her.
And she was uncomfortable by you.
And... officer, I'm willing to drop my charges and she's willing to drop hers.
But if not...
But that's when they knew I wasn't the one that ordered the angel shot. Yeah, but that's a real thing. But anyway, we overhear her. We leave, right, at the moment, and we're completely fine. We're not thinking of anything of it. Me and JP are kind of laughing about it. And, you know, you kind of... No matter who you are... You feel a little better.
You're a little
when somebody like
you're a little flattered that this woman was
like, interested. And I get this, right? I'm not saying like Kat calls somebody and they should be happy that you're flattered. But, like, just somebody, I guess, thinking you can't hear them, being like, those people are cute. I want to ruin their life. That could be seen as, oh, well, you know, looking pretty good today, I guess. You know,
then I should wear this outfit again.
I should maybe
leave it in the outfit bank.
Outfit bank it is. You know, and we're just, so we're, you know, I want to say we're thinking nothing of it, but we're thinking a lot about it. So we're walking around and we're doing whatever. And then JP's like, oh man, I got to go to the bathroom quick. Do you think they'd mind if I just jump back in the restaurant? So JP goes back into the restaurant for a quick second. And as he's walking by, he overhears this woman talking to the bartender going, what was those two guys' deal?
Ooh, she wants me!
We live in her head rent free!
Yeah, but I think she was just eager for anything. But then we left the bar, the restaurant, and a group of people were outside, and they go, you know, she's the universal donor. Blood donor.
Yeah, different...
Different people.
Different people, different girl.
Different girl.
Different everything.
So there was just a different group of people unrelated. As I'm leaving, and they go, you know, a lot of people like her because she's the universal blood donor.
Everybody wants her blood.
And I go, well, if you're offering it, I'd take a pint. Got that entire squad laughing.
I knew you'd bring this up. And I don't know why, because, like, you had to be there. You know what I mean? And are we just going to say jokes we've made with people
over the week? Yeah, but you thought that was pretty good.
Let me write some down next time, and I'll just be like, you wouldn't believe the situation I was in where I made this joke.
You thought that was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty good joke.
Thank you.
I was trying to get my own joke of it on, but you said it a little bit faster and yelled over me. But yeah, I'm glad you got the laughs.
Well, guys, make sure that you follow us on Instagram right now at the No Point Podcast or on Facebook because we post Reels clips of our episodes and they're really funny. And we'd appreciate you guys if you would go and comment and like and share them, especially comment when you see one, the code word that we give you after each and every single episode of the podcast.
So we know you know where that clip is from.
And Francis, the code word for this episode, what would be that code word so they can go right now and go follow and comment this on one of the Reels?
One scoop.
Just one scoop. One scoop is what we want you guys to go to comment on our Reels, and we'll like them and we'll message you because that means we know you listened to this episode, and that means you're extra special. Make sure you guys follow us on all of our social media platforms. Also, you can join our fan house, which is a free group chat and content place where you can go make an account and put in the code FREEPASS, and you get unlimited access to some never-seen-before content and some really special, awesome stuff. So make sure you check that out. Also, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Oh.
Because we post an episode every single Friday. This is Chippy Bree. I'm signing out. What are you doing?
I'm Francis. I'm going to get a scoop of ice cream.
One scoop? One scoop?
Yeah, but not sharing.
You got to share.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Do you drive a silver sedan?
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second to this total nonsense.